relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. Welcome, dear friends, to a very special America First one-on-one with a former colleague of mine. I don't know how many times we've had presidential nominees or individuals who want to be the GOP nominee for the president. We've had my old boss, President Trump, lots of times, but I'm super excited to have the sage of South Central, a man who managed to pack at least 6 hours of radio into three, the one, the only, Larry Elder. Welcome to One on One.
Sam, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, so much to discuss. Your run for the governorship, now your run for the president. You have a new book coming out. It's available for pre-order right now. But, and we didn't rehearse any of this, so if you don't agree to these conditions, this will be the shortest hour-long interview in history. I am not going to talk about any of those things unless you first tell the story you've told me at least half a dozen times before of your father. It was the bedrock for one of your earlier works, but it is such an American story, such a story also of the father-son relationship. So if you can do it in just like a few minutes, tell us the story of how you found your father again and what the meat of that meeting was.
Well, I have two brothers, Seb, and neither of us liked my father. We thought of him as mean, as an ogre. He would pull out the belt and whip us for, I would think, for slight offenses. We intensely disliked him. And unfortunately, my dad starts a little cafe when I'm 10 years old. Now I got to work for the SOB. And I didn't like working for him either. He would yell at me when he thought I did things that were wrong. Now I'm 10 years old, 11, 12. He's still yelling at me. And when I say yelling at me, Seb, it's a little diner where everybody can see and watch what's going on. Now I'm 15 years old. He's yelling at me. And finally, I said to myself, next time he yells at me, I'm going to leave. And he yelled at me, and I didn't have enough courage to leave. He yelled at me. I didn't have enough courage to leave. Finally, he yelled at me, and I walked out. No one ever defied my father before. In fact, that day, the waitress had called in sick, and I left during rush hour. So it was a house full of people when I walked out. My dad came home that night. Not too surprisingly, he was not amused. He said, "Why did you leave?" And for the first time, I defied my father. I looked at him and I said, "Dad, I got sick and tired of the way you spoke to me, and I was not going to put up with it anymore." My dad paid me $10 a day plus tips. He balled at the $10 as I lay on my bed, threw it at me, walked out of my bedroom, and said he and I did not speak for 10 years. Wow. When I say did not speak, I mean did not speak. I'm not talking about an occasional conversation here and there. It wasn't even, "Do you think it might rain? How about those Dodgers?" We said nothing. And I was able to avoid him, even though we have a tiny house, because I knew what his hours were. I graduated from high school. I go to college 3,000 miles away. When I come back home to visit my mom, I would just make sure my dad and I were not in the same room. I go to law school, same thing. Now I'm 25 years old, Seb. We've not spoken to each other for 10 years. I have graduated from law school. I passed the California bar, the Ohio bar. I'm working for a law firm where, adjusted for today's salary, I'm 25 years old, making about $175K. And I couldn't sleep. And I knew it had to do with my dad. Not that I ever thought we'd be friends, but I called my secretary and I said, "Cancel all my appointments. I'm flying back to California. I was living in Ohio. And I'll be back in a couple of days." I was going to confront my father. I thought maybe we'd have a five-minute conversation, at the end of which I'd be able to sleep. So I get to LAX. I take a cab to the cafe. I walk in there at 1:30. I knew they closed.
And this is the same cafe that you worked in?
Yeah. Yes. Same one. And I knew they closed at 2:30. I got there at 1:30. My dad, of course, was shocked to see me. I had a big luggage. He said, "Larry, should I put your luggage in the back?" I said, "No, Dad. I'm going to be here for 5 or 10 minutes. I want to tell you something." And so I sat there. He said, "Okay, wait till we close." I sat there for an hour, and I said, "Seb, now, Larry, don't tee off on the man. Just tell him a few things that annoyed you. He'll probably call you an ungrateful son. You called him a bad dad. And when you get back to Ohio, maybe you'll be able to sleep." So my dad sat down, and I teed off on him. I told him everything he'd ever said, everything he'd ever done, every whipping, every spanking, everything. I spoke nonstop for 20 minutes. You know how I can go. And after 20 minutes, my dad looked at me. I was done. I was out of ammo. He said, "Is that it?" you didn't speak to me for 10 years because of that. And for the first time, I saw my father cry. He said, Larry, let me tell you about my father. You know your last name, Elder? I said, yes. He said, that's not the name of my biological father. I said, what? Who's Elder? Elder was the name of some boyfriend my mom had. She was irresponsible. She was illiterate, had a bunch of different men she lived off of. Elder was in my life the longest. He was an alcoholic who physically beat my mom. And when I tried to stop it, he beat me. And I came home, he said, at the age of 13, and I began quarreling with my mom's then boyfriend. She sides with the boyfriend, throws me out of the house. Without a dime in my pocket, Larry, eighth grade education, I literally walked down a dirt road, Athens, Georgia, Jim Crow South, at the beginning of the Great Depression. And I said, well, then what did you do, Dad? And for the next 8 hours, Seb, he told me about his life. He joined the Marines.
Hang on. At one sitting?
In one sitting. We sat for 8 hours on two stools. Every now and then he'd get up to use the restroom. I would get up to use the restroom. And people would knock on the window as they saw us sitting there, asking my dad if everything was okay, because normally he left around 3 or 4:30. We're still sitting there at night. It's dark. And people are walking by. Randy, are you okay? Randy, are you okay? My dad said, I'm fine. We sat and talked for 8 hours. And he got bigger and bigger and bigger as he told me about his life. And I got smaller and smaller and smaller. The reason he was angry all the time, Seb, because he worked two full-time jobs cleaning toilets, cooked for a family on the weekend, and went to night school to get his GED and also to take chef's training so he could learn how to run a restaurant, which is why the man never slept. You try getting 15 minutes here, 20 minutes of sleep here, 45 minutes here, 15 minutes here, not day after day, not week after week, not month after month, but year after year, and you walk into a home with three rambunctious boys, how are you going to feel? So my dad got bigger and bigger. Larry got smaller and smaller. And finally, I'm crying at the end of 8 hours. And I asked my father to forgive me for judging him so harshly. And he said, there's nothing to forgive. You just didn't know. Just follow the advice I've always given you and your brothers. Hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You cannot control the outcome, Larry, but you are 100% in control of the effort. And before you moan and groan about what somebody did or said to you, go to the nearest mirror, look at it, and ask yourself, what could I have done to change the outcome? And finally, he told me this. No matter how hard you work, how good you are, sooner or later, bad things are going to happen to you. How you respond to those bad things will tell your mother and me if we raised a man. All of this I wrote in a book called Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives, 8 Hours. It's available on hardcover, and the softcover is called A Lot Like Me, also both on Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
A Lot Like Me. The book is right. A Lot Like Me, A Father and Son's Journey to Reconciliation. And after those 8 hours, were you tied again? Was the bond restored?
After those 8 hours, the man became my best friend for the next 35 years. My mother and I are really, really, really close. If anything, my father and I became even closer. He became my best friend for the next 35 years. I was lucky enough to have reconciled with him. When I wrote the book, Sam, I'm getting letters from all over the world, people telling me I never sat down and had that kind of conversation with my dad. I wish I had. I've now reached out because of your book, and I reconnected with my father. I now understand my dad better. I had a World War II vet dad, too. I had a Depression-era dad. Dad too. These men are tough. These men are not touchy-feely related. They're not Ward Cleaver. And now I understand it from your book. So I think I've helped a lot of people heal their relationships with their father.
And I'm curious, the relationship of your two brothers to your father, did they ever get to the point that you got to?
My little brother unfortunately died almost 40 years ago. He was diabetic. My older brother had the same attitude and said, it's interesting you ask about that, because after I had this conversation, I had dinner with my brother Kirk. And I said, Kirk, Dad's not an a-hole. He's not what you think he is. Oh, yes, he is. No, he's, oh, yes, he is. No. I said, Kirk, trust me. Talk to him. Ah. So about 2 weeks later, I'm over visiting my mom, my dad. And I said to my dad, Dad, have you heard from Kirk? He said, why do you ask me that? I said, I just wondered. He said, funny, you should say that. Kirk called. He came over. We had a three-hour conversation. And my brother had a renewed appreciation for my father as well.
Wow, that's incredible. Yeah. I've heard that story first couple of times I heard it. I choked up. It's such an incredible story. I'm so grateful that you're willing to say it again. But please, dear friends, get the book. Softcover version is A Lot Like Me. I warmly, warmly recommend it. A Father and Son's Journey to Reconciliation, or the hardback, if you can get it, is Dear Father, Dear Son, Two Lives and 8 Hours. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We haven't even scratched the surface, but we've talked about the most important thing, the relationship between father and son. This is America First, one-on-one. If you enjoy the deep dive,
with the real newsmakers, with the true experts, the long form that I love so much. Make sure you are subscribed so you never miss an episode. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it be, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Salem Podcast Network, Stitcher. It matters not which one. Leave us a 5-star review, share the links with your friends, and then check out all the amazing America First gear at SebGorkaStore.com. Number one is still the I Stand With 45 flag, coming hot up the charts. The t-shirt I designed, it's number two. They said it wouldn't sell. It is selling like hotcakes. Don't be a science denier. A man's a man. A woman's a woman. XYXX chromosomes. And the FBI t-shirt, number three. You know it's true. FBI, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Get yours right now. All made in America. SebGorkaStore.com. That's SebGorkaStore, SebGorkaStore.com. Stay with us for more One-on-One with my buddy Larry Elder. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do today or any day. Remember what Jesus our Savior told us. Come unto me, the little ones. Better a millstone were wrapped around the neck of someone who harms a child. Well, let's help those who are most vulnerable. Over 1 million girls and boys in America have a parent behind bars. They are vulnerable. They feel guilt for the sins of their parents. Let's get them to a safe place this summer with the Prison Fellowship. It is called the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child provides them a Christ-centric safe summer camp. That could be you. Donate as little or as much as you can. Go right now to SebGorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You could be literally saving a life. You can call in your donation as well on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to SebGorka.com and the Angel Tree banner. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, One-on-One with Larry Elder.
Hello, General Gorka.
I was not a general ever. I played at soldiers in the British Reserves, but thank you for the endorsement.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
What happens to all of the incredibly generous donations that you make to the Prison Fellowship campaign, the late Chuck Colton's amazing annual drive to send the children of girls and boys who've lost a father to the prison system to a safe, Christ-centric summer camp? That's a very good question. Well, let's listen to the children themselves.
Horseback riding ride, balloon animals, and yeah, we go fishing, and then we archery. Go to archery. We need to go BB gun aiming. We go to the animal. It's a little mini zoo that you get to pet chickens and goats. First day, we went swimming, and we had lunch, breakfast, and then dinner.
Lunch and then breakfast. My favorite is the BB gun aiming. We loved the BB gun aiming. Oh my gosh, can you imagine what a difference this makes in the lives of these children that are so vulnerable, that feel guilt because of what their parents did? Let's help them out. Let's break the cycle. More than 70% of these girls and boys will end up incarcerated themselves, but you can help break that cycle by making a donation today. It's $200 per child. Give as much as you can. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do this year. Call 888-206-2794 to make your tax-deductible donation, or just go to my website. It's super easy, just a couple of clicks, SebGorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner. That's SebGorka, SebGorka.com, and the Angel Tree banner, or call 888-206-2794. You want to be the president of the United States, dear Larry. How dare you? We'll talk about your campaign, why you're doing it, why you ran for the governorship first of California and did remarkably well. But let's just have a little clip from the current, as one of my callers says, the current resident of the White House, who just a couple of weeks ago at a black historic university had this to say about the nation you wish to be the president of.
Stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did my inaugural address to a single out, as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
Larry, when I moved here in 2008, I chose this country. I'm a legal immigrant. The nation then elected, soon after I arrived, a black president for the first time. I started working in government in the Defense Department, and really, I didn't see endemic racism around me, and I, as sure as heck, in the last 15 years, didn't see any white supremacists. Will you help me out? I know the LA Times called you the black face of white supremacy. Right. How does this happen in America? Who's responsible, and what on earth do we do about it, Larry?
Well, the reason Biden and the Democrats and the media say stuff like this is because some of them actually believe it, but a large number of them want black people to be angry, to be concerned about things like social justice, however you define that, and equity, however you define that. So they go in there like lemmings and pull that lever 90-95% for the Democrat Party. God forbid that blacks should start thinking about the poor quality of education inner city kids are getting, or crime, or the inability to find a job, or inflation, or gas prices like everybody else. They want black people to think of themselves as victims, who are victims of racial oppression that's occurring right now in America. And it's nonsense. The organization that tracks extremists, one of them is the Anti-Defamation League. Last year, 2022, guess how many people were killed by what the ADL described as extremists? Answer, 25. And five of them weren't even white, as opposed to 11,000 blacks murdered in the year 2020, almost all murdered by other black people. White people at 62% of this country commit a lower percentage of murders, a lower percentage of serial killers, a lower percentage of mass shooters compared to their percentage of the population, whereas blacks at 13% or so commit a higher percentage of hate crimes as compared to their percentage. A higher percentage of robbery, of crime, of homicides. So you can make an argument that the people ought to be afraid of are inner city black people who prey on the majority of law-abiding black people in those cities. In Chicago, this Memorial Day weekend, said 53 people shot. That's a record. And in years past, 75% of the murdered victims were black. 71% of the murderers were black. So when is the NAACP going to issue a travel advisory to Chicago on the grounds that it is hostile to black Americans? It is nonsense. The three largest cities in America, L.A., New York, Chicago, all have black mayors as we speak. We just now saw a Senate race pitting a black Democrat against a black Republican in Georgia, for crying out loud, one of the states of the Confederacy in the Deep South where my father was born. My father told me he never even walked by the University of Georgia, which is located in Athens, because he knew that there was no point in going by there and fantasizing about going there someday. Fast forward, we have two black men, one Republican, one Democrat, competing against each other for a Senate seat in the state of Georgia, and we're talking about white supremacy. It is insulting. It is nonsense. And what it's doing is telling black people, don't work hard, don't invest in yourself, don't go to school, don't get an education, because what's the point? Sooner or later, some dastardly white person is going to hold you back. So why bother? That's what's going on here. And it's really quite detrimental to our country. It is insulting.
Yeah, yeah. Please follow this man at Larry Elder. He's got a pretty good game, especially on Instagram. If you want to find out about his pretensions to the highest office in the land, you could do a lot worse than just go to his website, find out for yourself, LarryElder.com. And I think you also have, is it a daily or bi-weekly Epoch Times podcast? Is that correct?
Well, I did, but I ended all of that to run for president. Running for president is a full-time job. And so I no longer do radio, I no longer do TV, I no longer even write my column.
But don't tell me you're not posting on Instagram, Larry.
Oh, I still am. I'm still posting on Instagram, I'm still posting on Twitter. And I'm leaving tomorrow morning for Iowa. I'm going to be there for around about 6 days. I have an event in Portsmouth, I have an event in Concord. I'm going to be camping in Iowa now for several months.
All right. It's LarryElder.com and also at Larry Elder, candidate for the presidency for the nomination of the United States for the Republican Party. We'll discuss that and all so much more. But please support us by supporting those who make the show possible. We don't get $500 million from you, the taxpayer, every year like NPR. This is a free market enterprise. We enjoy the support of people, great patriots like Mike Lindell. The left detests him, wants to cancel him. Even the FBI have have gone after him. Why? Because he's a conservative. Let's have his back right now. MyPillow.com. He's got an amazing BOGO offer on the new MyPillow, the only pillow that stays cool through the night, doesn't lose its shape. More than 71 million sold. Get yours today. Call 800-829-8468. He's got another more than 150 items on his website, from pajamas to Egyptian cotton dream Giza sheets to mattress toppers, pet beds. My dogs love their MyPillow pet beds. Get yours today. Use the code GORKA for your massive more than 50% discount. That's MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Or you can call and talk to a real person. Imagine talking to a real person who's actually in America. Stunning, right? Forget Amazon.com. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. We'll be back one-on-one with Larry Elder after these messages. Did you notice in the State of the Union speech last month, Biden doubled down on his spending plans, adding even more to the federal deficit? That doesn't bode well for the value of your money. Sebastian Gorka here. Biden's disconnected view of the economy means there will be no meaningful steps taken to lessen inflation and lower interest rates. Your cash reserves and investments will be worth less. Which is why I recommend calling veteran-owned Midas Gold Group to look into safeguarding your wealth with the stability of gold while you still can. Gold traditionally holds its value when economies fail, guarding against the destruction of inflation and the ruin of a recession. Don't let Biden's misguided economy wipe you out. Talk with the good folks at Midas Gold Group. Go to MidasGoldGroup.com or call 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-GOLD. It's gold you can hold. MidasGoldGroup.com, 855-322-GOLD. Welcome back to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, one-on-one with Larry Elder.
How are you?
I'm wonderful.
Well, you are wonderful, and we appreciate you.
America First, magnificent.
All right, let's start with the recent history, Larry. People thought you were absolutely mental, insane, should have been put in a rubber room for wanting to become the governor of California, even if you could win. Who wants to be the governor of California? You did shockingly well. I think Gavin Gruesome Newsom was worried at one point during that campaign. Tell us why you took that first step to run for the governorship.
First, I want to just slightly amend something I said earlier. I'm going to be in New Hampshire, in Concord, and what's the other city?
Where Manchester?
Anyway, it's New Hampshire, Portsmouth.
Portsmouth.
That's late June. Tomorrow morning, I'm leaving for Iowa, and I'll be there for 6 days. But back to your question about Gruesome Newsom. He was scared bleepless for a while. The recall part was in the margin of error. And in came the dogs. By that, I'm talking about Barack Obama. Joe Biden flew out. Kamala Harris. Bernie Sanders cut a commercial for him. Elizabeth Warren cut a commercial for him. I got outspent almost 7-1. He had to spend 50% more per voter to retain his job than he did to keep his job. I got 3.5 million votes, more than almost all the other 45 rival replacement candidates combined.
When you're doing your radio show, your podcast, did you ever think that more than 3 million Californians would vote for you, Larry? That's stunning.
When I got into the race, no one could have told me that I would have become the front runner, as I was right away, and my lead only increased during the 8 weeks that I was in the race. I was absolutely blown away by that. I raised $27 million in 8 weeks. I was blown away by that. That's more than all the money raised by the 45 rivals combined, and some of those were quite wealthy people. So we did extraordinarily well, 150,000 individual donors. Half of them came from outside of California. They didn't have business in California. They weren't moving to California. They had never lived in California, but they knew that how California goes, it would influence the rest of the country. So that's why the race was so watched, not just nationwide, but also worldwide.
And is that why your new book is titled as goes California. Is this a kind of lessons learned from your campaign? Tell us a little bit about the book.
It's also a warning what can happen to your state if Democrats get a hold of it. Democrats control the Senate and the Assembly here in California. They have supermajorities, which means Republicans need not even show up for work. And they pass one job-killing bill after one job-killing bill, one bonehead thing after one bonehead thing, including setting up a panel for reparation, for crying out loud. They have all these soft-on-crime laws, soft-on-crime DAs. We've got a huge homeless problem. We have a huge academic problem. Our schools are rated near the bottom of all 50 states, even though we spend more money every single year, because virtually half the budget is tied to education. And we're getting lousy results. For the first time in our state's 170-year history, Seb, people are leaving California. We've lost about 500,000 people in the last 2 or 3 years, all under Gavin Newsom's leadership. And this man thinks he wants to become president of the United States. He's banned the sale of new gasoline-powered cars by 2035, banned the sale of gasoline-powered leaf blowers and lawnmowers, mandating that toy stores have a gender-neutral toy aisle, mandating that you have to take a course in ethnic studies in order to graduate from high school. I could go on and on about the bonehead things this man has done. And if you want your state not to be infected by that, California is a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
What often happens is when people leave California, and the primary reason that people leave is because they can't afford a house. The average price of a home in California is 175% above the national average. And then they move on to Colorado or to Texas or Florida, and they still vote Democrat because they haven't connected the dots as to the Democrat policies that caused them to leave in the first place. So if nothing else, understand what's going on in California so that when you leave California, if you leave California, you don't vote Democrat the way you did when you were living here.
The book is As Goes California, My Mission to Rescue the Golden State and Save the Nation, with a foreword by the one and only Candace Owens. Order it today wherever you get your books, and then go to this man's website to find out about his plans, not for California, but for the nation, LarryElder.com, and follow him on social media at Larry Elder. I'm Sebastian Gorka, former Deputy Assistant to the President of the United States. This is America First. First one-on-one, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious, fetid, rank, malodorous, noisome swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now, me included. Yes, I had a low back pain issue that plagued me for 9 years, almost a decade. Today, I am pain-free. But it's not just me, it's people like Debron from Massachusetts. This is Debron's story. I just started taking Relief Factor 4 days ago. My hip pain is gone. I had a horrible time sleeping because of the pain. I absolutely love how I am feeling. Thank you, Relief Factor. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Debron, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. You have nothing to lose except for the pain. Ask yourself right now, what are you waiting for? $19.95, that translates to less than a dollar a day. You can't get anything for less than a dollar a day, not even a cup of coffee. You know it makes sense. Call right now, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Stay with us for more one-on-one with my buddy Larry Elder. Silencers, suppressors, scary, aren't they? You think of movies. Isn't it always the villain, the assassin? Well, in fact, it's just a very civilized way to fire a firearm. Protect your hearing, whether you're clearing out hogs, chasing a trophy whitetail, or you finally drew that bull elk tag. Protecting your hearing is important. Silencer Shop has over 6,000 local dealers in their network. Let them help you ditch the bulky hearing protection and improve your hunt with a silencer. Enjoy reduced recoil, better accuracy, and more enjoyable hunting without tedious paperwork. The Silencer Shop process makes getting a suppressor easy. Check out silencershop.com, where a portion of your online order goes directly to your local gun shop. They make silencer ownership simple. Silencershop.com. You're listening to One on One with our very special guest, Larry Elder. Larry, I need you to help me out right now. I've asked my fellow Americans who are black this question again and again and again, and I never get the requisite answer that's kind of convincing. It has to do with why black Americans vote almost exclusively for the Democrat Party. I have no idea if this is significant. There's somebody called Ice Cube. I don't listen to rap, but he had this to say just a couple of days ago. Let's play it.
There's like a stigma amongst like the African-American community to like Republicans and stuff like that.
I don't know what's going on in the African-American community when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Like, black people have supported Democrats, you know, overwhelmingly for 50, 60 years. And nothing has changed. So something's got to change.
Well, that's a statement of reality. For 70 years, the black American community has voted Democrat and nothing's changed. And then he says, something's got to change. I don't think people going to the voting booth thinking about what did Ice Cube say. But help me to understand the first part of that equation. Why? I can understand it for 10 years.
Right.
Maybe 12. But for 60, I mean, shame on me if I get tricked, not once, but, you know, a million times.
You know, Dr. G, Ice Cube is kind of an interesting guy, isn't he? This is a guy from the L.A. area. Mom and dad stayed married, nuclear intact family. He has a nuclear intact family. In fact, he got on a bus to avoid going to the inferior local high school where he was living to go to a high school in the valley called Taft High so he could get a superior education. My long way of saying what's happened to the black community is a breakdown of the family, and he is the antithesis of that. What's happened is the welfare state has incentivized women to marry the government and incentivized men to abandon their financial and moral responsibilities. So now it is rare for a black kid to enter the world with a mother and the father married in the same household. And this happened in the mid-60s when Lyndon Johnson launched his so-called war on poverty. I think a lot of black people are unaware of the damage that's been done to the family because of that policy. A lot of black people are unaware that the Democratic Party, of course, is a party of slavery, the party of the Confederacy, the party of Jim Crow, the party that signed the Southern Manifesto that was drafted after Brown versus Board of Education. 99 Democrats signed it. 2 Republicans signed it saying, we don't care what the Supreme Court says. We're not going to integrate the schools. A lot of black people are completely unaware that laws like the minimum wage have made black teenagers who used to be more likely to be employed than white teenagers now less likely to be employed than white teenagers. I think a lot of black people have no blooming idea of policies like gun control, which were passed largely to make sure that newly freed slaves didn't get guns. A lot of black people have no idea. They have not connected these dots. That's one of the things I intend to do when I get up there on that debate stage in August in Milwaukee to explain some of these things. The Democrat Party is trying to convince black people that racism remains a major problem when, in fact, they've got blood on their hands as far as the inequality that they seem to be so concerned about.
Help me consider. Look, you're on the debate stage. You'll illuminate it. Your new book will illuminate how these things have affected California and how this can presage things occurring in other states of the union. But for this to change, you know, one president can't turn around black culture in America. So how is it going to change? Is it the church leaders? Is it local actors? Do we have to have, you know, black Saul Alinskys who actually care about families? Give me some kind of scheme. How are we going to make this community understand what the Democrats have done to them?
Well, I think that a president who happens to be black will do a great deal to enlighten black people and to make them realize that the Democrats are not acting in your best interest. When Barack Obama got elected in 2008, both blacks and whites thought race relations would get better. When he left, both blacks and whites thought they got worse. He had a series of statements, of actions that let everybody know that racism remains a huge festive problem in America, and it's nonsense. From the Cambridge police acted stupidly, to if I had a son, he looked like Trayvon, yeah, to saying racism is in America's DNA, to inviting Al Sharpton to the White House over 70 times, to embracing Black Lives Matter, to having a AG, Eric Holder, who once said voter ID, which the majority of blacks support, is an example of pernicious racism. So in my opinion, he made things a whole lot worse. A insightful president who happens to be black can undo a great deal of that damage.
And in the meantime, if that's from the top down, the second part of my question, talk to me about the role of those who are in the community. I don't see it. Maybe there are some good examples, but I really don't see a groundswell of pastors, of community leaders saying enough is enough. Let's rebuild the family. Let's have the concept of earned success inculcated into the black community. How does that occur?
There are some black pastors who are saying these kinds of things, but you're right. I'm very disappointed in the black church for not talking about hard work, accountability, owning up to the children that you bring into the world. My toughest interview when I ran for governor, Seb, was a virtual interview with around six or eight pastors, and it was going reasonably well until I told them that the number one problem facing the black community was not systemic racism, was not police brutality, it's the And they went absolutely nuts.
Why? Why was that a nuclear thing for them?
You tell me. And I thought right back and I said, you people are role models. You are people who have set the agenda. And I'm giving you the number one problem facing the black community. And I'm the bad guy. I'm a sellout. I'm somebody who has turned his back on the black community. You have turned your back on the black community. You are shirking your responsibilities as members of the clergy. You ought to be talking about the most central problem, which is the preservation of the intact nuclear black family. And on your watch, it is broken down. Yeah. And not too surprisingly, they weren't terribly happy. And they told me they probably weren't going to vote for me, shockingly.
Incredible. Actually, not incredible. Absolutely bloody disgusting. These are the people who have responsibility for their communities, and they're angry at you for telling the truth about what's happened to their communities and what is, in fact, the most important thing that has harmed those communities. It is families without fathers, and especially young boys without fathers. That's why we have the figures for crime and the murder of black Americans in America, sadly, almost exclusively at the hand of their fellow black Americans. We're talking to Larry Elder, a candidate for the nomination of the presidency for the GOP. LarryElder.com is the website to find out more about his campaign. The book is As Goes California, My Mission to Restore the Golden State and Save the Nation. Follow him at Larry Elder. This is America First One-on-One, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans from their daily pain, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Gary from California. This is Gary's story. I cannot thank you enough. I am 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That could be you. Find out today. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order the 3-year quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Gary, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Call right now, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. More One-on-One with Larry Elder after this break. Have you ever questioned the COVID-19 narrative? Is there more to the story? Well, the film The Real Anthony Fauci will leave you stunned. You don't have to agree with everything Robert Kennedy Jr. has ever said, but there are things in this movie that they just don't want you to know. And I thought I knew a thing or two about COVID-19 and Anthony Fauci, but what they have unearthed, especially his involvement in the reaction to the AIDS epidemic, will shock you. Are you ready to explore the truth? If so, go right now to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com to watch the movie for free. That's TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. You can also go to my website, SebGorka.com, and click on the banner for this movie that is a must-see. Do it today. SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com. Welcome back to America First, one-on-one with Larry Elder. You have to pitch yourself to America, especially to those conservatives who remember the last black president and were not too excited about what he did to the country. So tell us why people should vote for you, especially conservatives.
Well, I think Republicans, Seb, are of two minds about 45. There are those who love him, and there are those who love what he did as president, but fear, for reasons that are completely, in my opinion, unfair to him, that swing voters, particularly female swing voters in the suburbs, would not vote for the man if he walked on water. They would accuse him of not being able to swim. Now, I don't know what to do about that. Maybe someday they'll develop a vaccine for Trump derangement syndrome. But if you've lost friends because of Donald Trump, if you are no longer speaking to relatives because of Donald Trump, if you're walking on eggshells at work because of Donald Trump, Houston, we have a problem. And the problem is, I love what Donald Trump did as president on the borders, on judges, on cutting taxes, on especially cutting regulations, on supporting school choice. But I have a concern, a fear, that because of Trump derangement syndrome, he will not win a rematch against Joe Biden. And in the event that Joe Biden is not the nominee, it'll be Kamala Harris. I think that so many people are invested in hating him for reasons that are completely unfair. Does he have a right to be angry about the 2020 election? Damn right. He never said that there are good Nazis and bad Nazis on both sides in Charlottesville, but there are a number of Americans, no matter what you tell them, who believe that that's exactly what he said. They think he's a racist. 80% of Democrats consider him to be a racist. Never mind the best economy for black people. Never mind funding historically black colleges for 10 years. Never mind the First Step Act that allowed prisoners, about 4,000 or 5,000 of whom were black, to have their sentences reduced. There were nonviolent sentences reduced an average of 70 months. Never mind any of that. A lot of Americans would not vote for Donald Trump if you paid them to. And that's the risk I think we run if he's a nominee again. If you want somebody who's got his policies, strong personality, a fighter, knowledgeable, been writing about the size of government and what we ought to do about it for 40-some-odd years, I'm your man.
Find out more about the campaign at LarryElder.com. Find out more about the man and how what he learned in running for the governorship of California has informed his run for the presidency, for the candidacy, for the GOP. The book is As Goes California, My Mission to Rescue the Golden State and Save the Nation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. You've been listening to America First One-on-One. To guarantee you never miss a millisecond of what we have to offer for you, make sure that you are subscribed. Go to your favorite podcast platform, whichever it is, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, the Salem Podcast Network, you can go to Stitcher, plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First, leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends. Likewise, don't miss any of our analysis and updates on social media. We are everywhere that matters. Follow Seb Gorka or Sebastian Gorka on Truth Social, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your television through your Roku Fire Stick or other devices, or through the Salem News Channel app. And for my exclusive content and access to me, it's my Substack, SebastianGorka.substack.com. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, keep your head on a swivel, watch your six, hold the line, never give up, never give in, and stay frosty.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Steve.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream. Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
I wanted to make history. I wanted to do something no other Congress has done. That we would literally turn the ship. That for the first time in quite some time, we'd spend less than we spent the year before. Tonight, we all made history because this is the biggest cut and savings this Congress has ever voted for. And it's not that we're just voting for it. This is going to be law.
Kevin, it may be the biggest cut in history, but that's because of the inflated expenditure of the COVID packages that the Biden administration has brought before the American people. Not only that, this deal, the biggest part of it that nobody on your team wants to talk about, doesn't limit the debt ceiling for 2 years. For 2 years, you have given the Democrats unfettered expenditure possibilities. It's passed the House. The vote was 314 to 117. And 149 Republicans. Please just note this down on a scrap of paper. 149 quote-unquote Republicans voted for this to increase our debt by $4 trillion, not billion, $4 trillion, and to make sure that there is zero pressure, no pressure, no debt ceiling argument next year or the year after, which is perfect for what? For the Democrats in a presidential election year. Free rein to spend as much as they want when we want to win the next election. There are some on Capitol Hill. Oh, sorry. Greetings. Welcome, dear friends, to America First with me, Sebastian Gorka. There are some on Capitol Hill outside of the 20 in the House, you know who they are, the Patriots, who have had enough and who are speaking out in the Senate as well. Here's Dr. Rand Paul.
You know, there's nothing conservative about the Biden-McCarthy plan. It allows unlimited borrowing for 2 years beyond the next presidential election. They can spend as much money as they can possibly spend, borrow as much money as they want. No limits on borrowing for 2 years. Nothing conservative about that.
No limiting on borrowing for 2 years. What are the next 2 years going to look like if the Democrats can spend your money without no discussion of the debt limit, no negotiation, zero leverage on behalf of those who call themselves conservatives? They, just like Mitch McConnell in the continuing resolution, handed over the power of the purse of the House until September, ripping it away from the House. Kevin McCarthy's deal does the same for the debt ceiling for the next 2 years. Do you think that's a betrayal? I want to hear from you. Give us a call. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. The left gets it. The left gets it. Obama's cash for clunkers czar. Do you remember him, Steve Rattner, in response to a gloating op-ed piece in one of our newspapers, admitted they got everything they wanted. Cut three.
And I think the headline on his op-ed kind of says it all, game, set, and almost match to Biden. One thing to note about that bipartisan vote that you guys were just talking about is that there were more Republicans who voted against this, against the thing their own speaker had negotiated, than there were Democrats. You guys had some fun yesterday with words like ephemeral and malodorous. And it is all, I think, an indication that, in fact, the White House did get the better of the deal.
The White House got the better of the deal. Hey, Rattner, it's not malodorous. If you're going to use fancy words, learn to pronounce them. I know nobody watches the left-wing TV, but it's malodorous. They got the deal that they wanted. What's happening with us on the other side? President Trump has just given an address in Iowa. We'll share with you what he has to say. Somebody wants to take him down. His name is Ron DeSantis. Strangely, he's trying to attack President Trump by outflanking him on the right, attacking him on abortion, which is strange, Ron, because without the three associate court justices in the Supreme Court, we wouldn't have struck down Roe v. Wade. So how are you going to outflank President Trump on one of the most historic decisions in American history ever? Very hard to do. Maybe you'll be petty. Maybe you'll be petulant. Maybe you'll make comments like this. At a public event, he's asked why President Trump didn't fix things when he was in the White House. Not only his tenor, but his response should be noted. Cut 10.
There you go, ma'am. All right, sir, we're heading this way.
Why didn't he do it his first 4 years?
Why didn't he do what, Ron? Oh, by the way, if you're not watching, let's play that again as a B-roll. There's something very... Did you notice at the beginning, Jeff, how creepy his behavior was? He takes a photograph with somebody, and he does that typical Washington thing where he turns on his grin for like a millisecond. As soon as the camera disappears, he turns off the grin. That's not very sympathetic, is it?
And he can't wait to get his arm away from her and get off of her, too, right?
Yes, yes. And then he says, why didn't he fix it in his first 4 years?
So this is how he's going to win. He's doing the traditional stuff because he's so good at it, remember?
He did say that yesterday. The second endorsement from Joe Scarborough. So he didn't fix it in the first 4 years. Like what, Ron? Like he didn't fix illegal immigration. He didn't crush ISIS. He didn't fix the economy. Get rid of hundreds of regulations that were crushing small businesses. He didn't have the lowest unemployment since record keeping began for minorities. The lowest for women since the 1960s. The greatest support from minorities since the 1960s for a Republican president. The biggest economy we've ever seen. But it continues. In a podcast for someone I have literally never heard of, and Jeff, who knows radio like nobody else, has likewise never heard of, Ron DeSantis said the following about why President Trump isn't in the White House anymore. Cut 9.
What's your reaction to attacks like that, even on your name? Do you think that's sort of beneath the former president, or is that what you expect?
I think it's so petty. I think it's so juvenile. I don't think that's what voters want. And honestly, I think that his conduct, which he's been doing for years now, I think that's one of the reasons he's not in the White House now, because I think he alienated too many voters for things that really don't matter. So I don't get in the gutter on any of that.
You don't get in the gutter? That's a lie. You're beneath the gutter. You're in the sewer. You're trudging through the effluent. 2 days after the Alvin Bragg indictments are leaked, you make jokes about hush money for porn stars. That's dishonorable. That's petty. That's gutter politics. Ron, it's not honorable. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from just outside the malodorous swamp that is Washington, D.C. We have an amazing one-on-one in the third hour today. Make sure you never miss anything. Subscribe to our podcast. Go to Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Salem Podcast Network. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. And leave us a 5-star review and share the links with your friends, because the truth will help us win.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.